Good day, everybody. Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef for Agnet West. And this week, it's all about grapes here in my kitchen at Quail Park in beautiful Visalia, California. And we are working with a particular grape today, and it's called a flamme grape, spelled flame grape. And what these flamme grapes do, they have such a unique flavor, a beautiful red color. I'm assuming that's why they call them flamme grapes, because they look like fire flames, but they're just really, really delicious. We're going to be doing a really cool recipe today. We're going to be doing an airline chicken breast stuffed with a flamme grape red wine port sauce. And I think you're really, really going to love it. And we're going to top that with a little bit of fried spinach. Let's get started. The very first thing I'm going to do is go ahead and take my airline chicken breast. Now, all an airline chicken breast, and I know it says airline, sounds like an airline you go to a vacation, right? Of course. All an airline chicken breast really is a chicken breast with the skin on that still has the drum attached to it. And the way you get airline chicken breast is when you're fabricating whole chickens, you make sure to leave the drum intact with the actual chicken breast. It's a really cool recipe and a really cool way of doing chicken. And I'll be having some demo videos on there how to fabricate chicken in case anybody wants to know how to do this properly. So what we're going to do is we're going to take our airline chicken breast. I'm going to go ahead and put that in the vacuum sealed bag, and we're going to be cooking this the style called sous vide that we do here at Quail Park. It's a very wonderful way to cook food perfectly. And I'm going to go ahead and set my thermo circulator, which is what we use to actually cook this chicken, to 152.5 degrees, and this is going to allow for an even cooking process all the way through and through, even to the bone and the little drum right there at the end of the chicken breast. And normally we would just do chicken breast at 145 for 2.5 hours, but because we have the bone in there, we have to make sure to cook all the way into that bone, and it does take some time. So what I'm going to go ahead and do is put the chicken breast inside of the bag. We're going to go ahead and cook that. Once it comes out, I'm going to pat it dry, put it in the fridge, and let it sit for 6 hours in the cold refrigerator. This will make the skin crispy again. And then I'm going to go ahead and put 3 tablespoons of olive oil into a nice nonstick skillet. And carefully, we're going to put our chicken seasoned side down with the skin. And we're going to go ahead and put a nice crisp on that, because all we're doing now is just searing. The chicken breast is fully cooked already. After the chicken comes out, I'm going to let that rest. I'm going to add in there 2 cups of flamme grapes. I'm going to add in there 1 shallot. I'm going to add in a little bit of salt and pepper to taste. And I'm going to go ahead and pour in some port wine. While that's reducing down and doing its thing, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to add a handful of spinach to a deep fryer. And this will give us a nice stained glass looking finish on our spinach. We're going to pull that sauce right out. We're going to go ahead and pour that right over our chicken, and we are going to enjoy. For this and many more of my recipes, follow me at www.ajhtheuntamedchef.com. This is Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef for Agnet West.